to lean into our innovative spirit as we grow business, keep talent here, and pursue new opportunities. They say the program is starting off by serving near 8,000 homes that will be served high-speed internet in 25 different counties, with internet experts talking about how much internet you need to be able to succeed.
According to the FCC, no more than 8 megabits per second is needed to stream HD video, while only 25 is needed for ultra HD 4K video and live online multiplayer gaming.
Mid-America Network News.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Happy Kansas Day, as it is the official 163rd birthday for the state of Kansas, becoming the 34th state to join the Union back in 1861 today. And obviously over the weekend, it was a great event all over the state of Kansas with individuals celebrating Kansas Day by having parties and educational presentations to children about wildlife across the state, including the official Kansas reptile.
An ornate box turtle, perfect, which is also the Kansas state reptile. With Kansas Day coming up, we wanted to bring her out. So ornate box turtles out in the wild are actually not quite as active as she is. In fact, they're buried anywhere from 1 to 2 feet underground. That is because they get most of their heat from the environment, so they have to bury themselves below the frost line in the winter in order to survive.
That audio from the Sedgwick County Zoo on KWCH News, where they did presentations throughout the weekend. More celebrations are still ongoing today, including at the Flint Hills Discovery Center in Manhattan with live animal programs.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. An investigation is ongoing into the state prison system in Nebraska regarding young adults that are in jail, regarding the amount of solitary confinement that they have that may be breaking state law. As according to the Panhandle News Channel at Nebraska, they say that more children in Nebraska are spending more time locked in solitary confinement, according to the latest recent report by the state's Inspector General for Child Welfare. They say state-run detention centers and treatment centers may not be following state law that are meant to discourage the use of solitary for juveniles, as they say that solitary is known to have harmful and lasting effects on children by lowering the children's brain activity while upping the chance that he or she may become chronically depressed or attempt suicide. According to the report from the detention facilities in Nebraska, they say that the number of times room confinement was used went up 44% compared to the year prior, along with a 32% jump in total number of hours that juveniles spent in room confinement overall. They also saw a 24% increase in the total number of confined youth.
Do you suffer from joint pain? Our team of board-certified medical providers specialize in natural joint pain relief without the need for medications or surgery. We understand exactly how joint pain can limit your daily activities and cause discomfort. Imagine doing the things that you love without the constant discomfort of joint pain. Don't let joint pain control your life any longer. Contact Midwest Pain Relief Center today to schedule a consultation with one of our specialists. Call us at 620-478-2878 or find us on the web at MidwestPainRelieFCenter.com.
If agriculture is your background, then we want to talk to you. Right now, Steckline Communications is looking for a new member of our Ag Network sales team. In this fun and rewarding career, you'll spend your time working with businesses in the ag industry, helping them reach new customers. Send your resume to ddowns@manradio.com. That's ddowns at maanradio.com. Why not spend your days doing something you love? Contact us today. Steckline Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A fatality accident was reported in Gage County Friday morning as a semi-tanker hauling propane was struck by a pickup that slid on the ice attempting to turn off U.S. 77 at Pickerel Road. The pickup spun out of control and the driver was ejected and died as a result of the accident. Both trucks caught fire. The semi-trailer with propane, though, was not involved. The semi-driver was not injured. The fatality in the pickup was 21-year-old Evan Teese of Sterling. U.S. 77 was closed for several hours north of Beatrice Friday morning as authorities responded. Marshall County Commissioners met with department heads at last week's meeting. County health nurse advising the new building's almost ready. The move will begin this week and that department will be closed for at least a week. Appraisal notices will be sent out March 1st. Property renditions are due March 15th. U.S. Imaging will be in the courthouse February 5th. Through the 21st, scanning old documents for the Register of Deeds. Extension office reporting income tax preparations are starting. Ag agent interviews will be conducted starting April 29th. Sheriff reported being at full staff with a deputy leaving soon. Marvin Trey Carver will begin as a part-time deputy. Treasurer finished up first half tax collection. Heavy truck renewals did not get mailed out first of the year. The state will mail those out February 1st. Public Works remains busy with snow removal. County clerks getting prepared for upcoming filings for office and elections. An employee appreciation breakfast is scheduled January 31st, 7:30 till 9 at the Helvering Center in Marysville. Washington County Commissioners last week approved the federal aid agreement for the Hanover Bridge. Washington County Public Transportation Service has begun with arrival of the van, hiring and training drivers. Northeast Kansas Area Agency on Aging out of Hiawatha will dispatch drivers with calls routed to 785-742-7153, Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30, for transportation available weekdays for a minimal passenger fee. Services on a first-come, first-served basis with advance reservation requested. Commissioners took no action on a request from Road and Bridge for a wheeled excavator that would be used to mulch trees and clear ditches, noting a savings in man hours for such tasks. Estimated cost over $400,000. Insurance rates to rise 7% this year, owing in part to some $800,000 in new machinery added last year. Gage County Board of Supervisors unanimously approved a special use permit for a telecommunications tower in Blakely Township after a public hearing with no comments against the request coming forward. Recently hired Wymore Police Chief Bobby Martinez introduced himself. The final outreach meeting open to public comment on road and bridge grants will be in conjunction with the annual township meeting February 8th, 7 p.m. at the Legion in Beatrice. Women in Action series to be held in Washington Thursday evenings in February. Each evening will offer a different interactive and hands-on topic. Those who have previously participated will also find something new. Sessions begin February 1st, 5 till 8:30 at the KSDS East Building Meeting Room in Washington and will include a dinner at 5. The program begins at 5:30. Finding time for yourself and ways to de-stress, how marketing and your grocery bill are related, understanding the beef cattle industry, investing and succession planning will be among topics discussed. $50 registration due before the first meeting. Advance reservations required. Call the River Valley Extension District in Washington for more information at 785-325-2121. Beatrice firefighters called to an apartment building at 11th and Lincoln Streets Friday evening, shortly before 11 p.m., fire began in an upper floor, went into the attic. 18 residents displaced from the 12-unit complex. Authorities believe it may have started when a stovetop fire extinguished earlier had smoldered, reigniting some hours later. Another attic fire in Beatrice was extinguished quickly Sunday evening, shortly before 7 p.m., at a single-story house near 10th and Elk. Marysville High School winter formal was Saturday. Caden Spurgeon, crowned queen, and Tommy Bolkin, king. Blue Rapids Chamber of Commerce annual banquet and meeting is Monday. Social hour at 6, meal at 6:30, and will feature guest speaker Julie Roller with Abilene Convention and Tourism. City of Marysville Water Department advising Monday, January 29th, they'll be shutting off water to repair service at 1411 Broadway. Those in the neighborhood of 1411 Broadway may be without water for a couple of hours Monday morning, beginning around 9 a.m. Martha A. Lindsley, age 90, of Haddam, passed away January 22nd. Private graveside service will be held at a future date with the Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Martha Lindsley. Doris Bishop, age 90, of Blue Rapids, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Blue Rapids. Burial in the Fairmont Cemetery at Blue Rapids. Visitation Tuesday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6 until 8 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville in charge of arrangements for Doris Bishop. Bernard R. Wayne Hill, age 87, of Home, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Thursday, 11 a.m. at St. Malachi's Catholic Church, Beatty. Burial in the Home City Cemetery. Rosary Wednesday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 4:30 at Kinsley's in Marysville in charge of arrangements for R. Wayne Hill. George F. Chase, age 77, of Beatty, passed away January 24th. Funeral service Friday, 11 a.m. at the Berean Church in Marysville. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for George Chase.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens lunch menu today, Ritz chicken with rice, asparagus, and plums. Tomorrow, teeter tot casserole, a wheat roll, beets and peaches. KNDY News Time, 7:16.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying foggy early on today, then staying sunny with our highs in the lower 50s and lower 60s. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower 30s. More sunshine into Tuesday with our highs in the upper 40s and mid 50s, and mostly clear skies throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the lower 30s. Still sunny and warmer into Wednesday with our highs in the mid 50s and lower 60s, and partly cloudy throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the mid 30s and lower 40s. Sunshine throughout Thursday with our highs in the lower 50s and lower 60s, and partly cloudy skies over Thursday night with our lows in the mid 30s and upper 40s. Slightly cooler throughout Friday, mostly sunny with our highs in the mid-40s and mid-50s, and a slight chance for some rain showers over Friday night, cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 30s. Rain showers may continue into Saturday, mixing with sunshine with our highs in the lower to upper 40s, and rain may continue into Saturday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Then some rain showers possible throughout Sunday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late January, 41. Record high on this day, 75. The average low, 19. The record low, 10 below. Sunrise this morning, 7:37. Sunset this evening at 5:43. It's 29 degrees this morning. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 29th of January. It's Kansas Day.
It's time to tax like a champ with help from your local pros at H&R Block. Block guarantees 100% accuracy and your max refund or your money back.
Walk in or make an appointment with your local H&R Block agent, 907 Broadway in Marysville or 115 North 6th Street in Beatrice, to see for yourself why it's better with Block.
All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund. Limitations apply. See hrblock.com/guarantees.
See your local H&R Block office in Marysville, 907 Broadway, or in Beatrice at 115 North 6th.
From ABC Sports, this is Rich Cantu.
They give it to Mitchell off the right side, pushing for the goal line. Is he in? Touchdown!
call on KNBR, Elijah Mitchell giving the 49ers a 10-point fourth-quarter lead in the NFC Championship game, 27 straight points as the Niners rallied from a 24-7 halftime deficit. The Lions would finally score again with just under a minute left, but it was too late. The 49ers win 34-31 to advance to the Super Bowl. Lions head coach Dan Campbell on some of his questionable decisions in the second half.
You know, they were bleeding the clock out. That's what they do. And I wanted to get the upper hand back. I don't regret those decisions. I understand the scrutiny I'll get. That's part of the gig, man.
Earlier in the AFC Championship, the Chiefs took a 17-7 halftime lead over the Ravens. In the second half, the only scoring came late in the fourth quarter on a Justin Tucker field goal for Baltimore. KC wins 17-10 to head to the Super Bowl, looking to win back-to-back NFL titles. Patrick Mahomes post-game.
We always had everything we wanted in front of us, and we had that mindset. Coach Reed preaches that every single day we come into the building. Now we're going to the Super Bowl. And like I said, we're not done.
Losing quarterback Lamar Jackson.
They played the game basically perfect. They put points on the board. I felt like if we wouldn't turn the ball over, we definitely would have had a shot.
San Francisco opens as the slight favorite over Kansas City. NBA, the Pistons shocked the West-leading Thunder 120-104. The Magic drubbed the Suns 113-98. The Pacers beat the Grizzlies 116-110. NCAA men's top 25, number one UConn crushed Xavier 99-56. And second-ranked Purdue beat Rutgers 68-60. NHL, the Blues skated by the Kings 4-3 in overtime. And the Kraken doubled up the Blue Jackets 4-2. This is Rich Hansen, ABC Sports.
Wake up. Breakfast. And Nature Made vitamins. Whatever your morning sounds like, Nature Made fits right in. Whether you're looking for vitamin C or a multivitamin to get key nutrients, we've got you covered. Now that's a good morning. We take care of you so you can take on your day. Start your day with Nature Made, the number one pharmacist recommended vitamin and supplement brand. Based on a survey of pharmacists who recommend branded vitamins and supplements.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger. Because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
High school hoops over the weekend. Nemahal Central boys take Marysville Friday 51-49. St. Mary's girls win the consolation over Marysville Saturday in the Hiawatha Invitational 55-42. Topeka Hayden won the championship over Lafayette 55-45. Saturday action, girls play Blue Valley over Lynn 48-42. And in boys' action, Blue Valley took Lynn 48-45.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Despite a mixed close going into the weekend, the major stock indexes are higher than they were a week ago. The Dow Jones added 60 points Friday to close at 38,109. The NASDAQ lost a third of a percent. The S&P gave up a fraction. The Federal Reserve prepares for an interest rate balancing act. The Fed's Open Market Committee starts its first two-day meeting of the year tomorrow. It's expected to end with no change in rates, but with inflation slowing, many economists are looking to the meeting in March for a possible interest rate cut. Shares of China Evergrande were halted after plunging over 20% in early trading this morning. A Hong Kong court has ruled that the embattled property developer be liquidated. And Congress may step in to save AM radio in cars. With automakers dropping AM tuners, lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are considering making the old technology mandatory, arguing that free local radio is critical in times of emergencies. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Enroll in Farm Bureau Financial Services' Driveology, and you'll instantly save 10% on your auto insurance premium. Over time, your safe driving habits could earn you even bigger savings, up to 50%. Learn more and start saving with Driveology at fbfs.com/save. 10% savings applied at enrollment for select coverages. Future savings based on individual driving behaviors and varies by coverages selected. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Good Monday. I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network.
As the beef industry prepares to meet in Orlando, Florida for the 2024 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show, January 31st through February 2nd, the policy playbook is on top of everyone's mind. Executive Vice President of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, Michael Kelsey, shares what the discussion will cover based on conversations he's had with ranchers in his state.
We're going to have some discussion about animal disease traceability. The National Animal Disease Traceability Task Force has finished their work and are bringing some policy that will consider how to institute a disease surveillance program on a national level that includes not only older, more mature cattle, 18 months and older, but also younger cattle. So we're going to have a discussion about that and see kind of where that shakes out at the end of the day. I've seen some of those draft policies. They're pretty long, pretty complicated, but they need to be because that's not an easy issue.
Aside from disease traceability, Michael Kelsey says there also may be a discussion regarding beef sustainability.
Yeah, the long-range plan, beef sustainability, beef checkoff, some of those types of things are very, very important to our membership and our group, but you're absolutely right. To make sure we're part of those conversations, wherever those conversations might occur, if they're at the state level, if they're at the national level, even if they're at the international level, we need to make sure that beef is positioned positively. And so sustainability, whether we like it or not, it's a topic, and it's a topic that some interest is there by some folks who don't have our best interests in mind. And so we've got to be at the table advocating for our industry.
Once again, that's Executive Vice President of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, Michael Kelsey, as he also wanted to note that the 2024 Cattle Industry Convention and the NCBA Trade Show kicks off this Wednesday, January 31st, and heads through February 2nd. With your latest look at agricultural news here on this Monday morning, I'm Sam Speck through the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. When people buy fertilizer in Kansas, a very small portion of the money goes back to the Fertilizer Research Fund. Director of the Kansas Water Institute at K-State, Susan Metzger, explains how the fund works and what it provides back to producers. She says how the fertilizer fund is operated.
Through the Kansas Department of Agriculture, there's what's called a fertilizer tonnage fee, and that collects a set-aside amount of money per ton of fertilizer that's sold or distributed in the state of Kansas. So right now that fee is set at $1.67 per ton. So of that $1.67, about $1.40 goes to the state's water plan fund, and of that 0.04 cents per ton goes to what we call in the state our fertilizer research fund. And that's helped be managed through the Kansas Center for Ag Resources and the Environment and also the College of Agriculture. And we use it to direct research that's going to help us identify efficient methods of fertilizer application, the best storage and handling, things that might improve even the safety of the handling of our fertilizer in the state. And we've been able to leverage those funds in really important ways to share important information with our producers and even our state agencies throughout the state. So typically we receive through that fund each year about $100,000, and we leverage that significantly on important studies.
Producers pay into the fund, so their goal is to complete work to help those same producers.
Really, the research that we're able to leverage with these funds, when we think about fertilizer, it can be combinations of things like anhydrous ammonia, applied nitrogen. It also includes phosphorus, potassium, and even micronutrients. So depending on the study and what the Kansas producers' needs are requesting to K-State for the types of research they need directs the types of nutrients or fertilizer that we conduct our studies on.
Metzger discusses how people can stay updated and learn more about the fund.
I recommend that they go to the Kansas Center for Ag Resources and the Environment, or KCARES, website, and we have a section there dedicated to the Fertilizer Research Fund, and we're always updating that with new studies and findings that are available through the investment from the fund.
That was director of the Kansas Water Institute at K-State, Susan Metzger, with information about how to learn more about the Fertilizer Research Fund. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Mm-hmm.
Even through the long months of winter, some folks are harvesting fresh rhubarb. Their secret is next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, January 29th, the 29th day of the year. Actress Sarah Gilbert celebrates a birthday, and Kansas was admitted to the Union as the 34th state on this day in 1861. Even in January, you can keep a rhubarb crop by forcing it indoors. Here's how. Place several roots in a large planter or bushel basket cover with soil or peat and put them in a cool, dark place like a basement or shed. Keep them moist, and in about a month, you'll be harvesting tender pink stalks. In moderate climates, you can force rhubarb outdoors by covering with light-proof pots or a small wastebasket. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You'll find plenty of rhubarb recipes online anytime. Just visit almanac.com.
.731 from KNDY, 29 degrees this hour. How about this? Highs in the middle 50s today. 50s, we could even nudge 60 by week's end.
Good morning, Dennis Henricks from Beatrice, 77 Livestock on a great Monday, folks. The cattle market is good. The numbers are good. Quality is excellent. Hey, good morning to all. We'll be starting at 10 o'clock here this morning. There we will. We will not take a break between the weigh-ups and the feeder cattle guys with the large run, so we certainly appreciate your business. So right after the weigh-ups, we are going to go into lightweight cattle. That should be about that 11:30, and sell the smaller groups, work right on in through the afternoon, and so that's our plan of attack here today. The cattle markets are excellent. 175 on the market cattle to $1.77, 277 on the carcass, so that is great news last week, and we hope it continues this week. At 12 o'clock noon, we are going to start on a very large hay sale. There is 370 small squares, folks. There's 50 alfalfa second cut. There's 20 fourth cut. There's 75 third cut. There's 80 of that nice Kansas prairie coming up here today. And another selection of prairie, there's 40, 25, and 25. In the brome, there's four groups of about 95 bales. And the straw bales, very good straw. There's 100 bales out there in groups of 25. And the big round in squares, there's 381 round in square bales. In the round alfalfa, there's 12 and 12. They weigh 1790. In the round prairie, there's 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 62. In the round brome, there's 30, 44 total round bales. In the round grass, there's groups of 16, 16, 16, and 12. Another selection of round grass, there are groups of 14, 11, 10, and 8. One group of round grass, there's 16 that weigh 1484. In the round straw, there's groups of 11, 8, and 8. Round oat straw, there is 11. Round Sudex, there's 10. Round corn stalks, there is 18. In the square bales, folks, there are 3x3x7s. CRP 24 that weighs 730. There's square grass of 4. There's square millet of 4. There's square sorghum sedan. There is 8. So we've got a lot of hay, and that starts at 12 o'clock noon. In the feeder division on the inside, guys and gals, we do have one black heifer calf that'll be coming here this morning. In the families, there's two red first calf families and 1 4-year-old family. Very good families. In the feeder cattle, folks, there's about 13 bunches that are not on this list. Smaller numbers that we'll work right into there at 11:30 here this morning. But starting on the list, out of Diller McLaughlin, 12 black and black baldy steers, 550 to 750. All the cattle are weaned and vaccinated. Out of Table Rock, 8 black heifers are going to weigh 500. 7 black steers, Pester, 6.5 to 7.5. 7 red Angus steers, Party Philly, 5.5, 650. Holroyd out of Crete's got 11 black steer and heifers, 7.5 to 800. Weir's out of Diller, there is 10 purebred black Angus heifers, folks, OCV replacements, 625. Swartz out of Pawnee City, 14 black crossbred steer and heifers, 4 to 600. Thornburg Farms out of Beatrice got 50 black steers. They're going to weigh 600 to 700. Moss out of Burr has 45 black and black baldy steer and heifers, 6 to 7.5. Syracuse Cattle Miller, that's going to be Logan and Scott. They're 79 in one group, 14 in another. Black steer and heifers, 6 to 7.5. McKeever out of Wymore, 13 black and red steer and heifers, 4.5. Wallenberg out of Beatrice, 45 black baldy steer and heifers, 6 to 7.5. Fritz's out of Crete, 37 black steer and heifers, 5 to 650. Royals out of Unadilla, 24 black steer and heifers, 5.5 to 650. Tom and Andrew Sisko out of Burchard, 95 black red steer and heifers. They're going to weigh 5.5, 700. Ruggie out of Pawnee City, 70 black heifers, 6 to 7.25. Drogie out of Dubois, 40 black steers, 7 to 800. Triple F Farms out of Beatrice, 50 black steer and heifers, 5 to 700. Resback out of Tobias, 30 red Angus steers are going to be 7.5 to